So this patient has a diagnosis of hyperprolactinemia, as evidenced by the amenorrhea and the galactorrhea from both nipples. Most common cause is obviously prolactinoma of the anterior pituitary, but you might be wondering what the family history of rheumatoid arthritis and Crohn's disease is about. It's because I decided to be a little bit weird and make the diagnosis hypophysitis, which means inflammation of the pituitary gland. It's a more rare cause of hyperprolactinemia, where in this patient, the next best step in management or the next best step in diagnosis would be to do a pituitary MRI, where in turn you would see no adenoma and you'd be like, what the fuck? Like, how's there no adenoma? Like, isn't this prolactinoma? It doesn't have to be. It's a more rare cause to have hypophysitis, but history of autoimmune disease in the patient or in the family, that can increase the probability that it's our diagnosis. So anyway, bromocriptine is the high yield USMLE treatment for hyperprolactinemia. It's a D2 agonist. So our answer is choice C here, D2 agonist. Bromocriptine, for one reason or another, tends to be the preferred D2 agonist that's used to manage hyperprolactinemia. Why? No fucking idea, but it just happens to be on the NBME, USMLE. Obviously, there's other D2 agonists in theory that could be used, such as pergolide, ropinirole, pramipexole. But once again, bromocriptine is the preferred USMLE answer. USMLE is not going to give you multiple D2 agonists in the same in, as the same answer choices alongside each other. Don't worry. This type of question students tend to fuck up because they're like, is it D2 agonist or antagonist? D2 antagonist refers to the antipsychotics. Okay, so we're treating psychosis, schizophrenia. D2 antagonist can also refer to metoclopramide, which is a prokinetic, also antiemetic agent. So D2 antagonists can actually cause hyperprolactinemia as a side effect, whereas our D2 agonists treat. And then when we look at the D1 agents, I don't know of any D1 antagonist. I've never heard about that. I mean, I'm sure we can Google it and come up with something, but an interesting D1 agonist for USMLE is phenoldopam. Okay, phenoldopam. D1 is on renal afferent arterioles, and it causes vasodilation of those afferent arterioles. So phenoldopam can be used to help maintain renal blood flow in the setting of treating malignant hypertension. So if we give, for example, sodium nitroprusside, decrease the patient's blood pressure acutely, that can help, or that can adversely affect the kidney, so we can give phenoldopam concurrently to maintain that renal blood flow. But bottom line is, you need to be aware of some of the molecular binding sites for step one, and this is also completely fair game for step two. Okay, so once again, D1 agonist is phenoldopam, helps maintain renal perfusion in the setting of malignant hypertension. We give sodium nitroprusside. D2 agonist refers to bromocriptine. Can also be pergolide, ropinirole, pramipexole. That will decrease our prolactin. And then D2 antagonists, such as metoclopramide, the antiemetic slash prokinetic, and our antipsychotics, those will lead to an increase in prolactin. That's it.